Sam Prendergast, the good and the bad?
I think there's been a huge overemphasis on his involvement in the media, at risk of sounding like Roy Keane. Like, to be a good kicker is his job.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to a Friday edition of Football Daily Extra. I'm Richie McCormack. Coming up, we hear from Republic of Ireland manager Hamir Holgrimsson on their World Cup qualifier draw. Ange Postecoglou has no regrets over his Timo Werner comments, and a takeover of Everton nears completion. First up, though, the Republic of Ireland will play either Denmark or Portugal, Hungary and Armenia as they look to return to the United States for the 2026 World Cup. Ireland were drawn in Group F, from which the group winners will qualify automatically. The runners-up will take a playoff spot. Third and fourth will get sweet FA. Whether it's Denmark or Portugal, Ireland's fate will be decided by who wins March's Nations League playoff between those sides. Ireland's six matches will be played in three windows between September and November of next year, with fixtures revealed in due course. Our Aisling O'Reilly asked the Ireland boss, Hamir Holgrimsson, for his immediate reaction to that draw.
Well, kind of neutral. Could have been worse, could have been better. So, no, I think it's a group that definitely the teams will take points from each other. So, I looking at it, I don't think there will be a runaway winner, which makes it more possible to qualify. So, good for us. I think it's an equal group.
Yeah, so you're happy and excited by it?
Yeah. No, I would have said that anyway, whoever we would have been drawn against, and you need to be happy. That is our opponent. So we just go positive into that campaign.
Ireland are hoping to go to their first major tournament since Euro 2016. Is there a pressure that comes with that as manager?
Of course, there's always pressure. That's this job, and it's about these games. It's going to come fast. They're going to come and go fast. September, October, November, and then we know if we are going to qualify or not. So, no, that's going to be a heavy pressure for these 3 months.
And in terms of the squad, do you think that there might be any retirements between now and then?
I don't think so, no. I hope not. I hope we've kind of created a good squad of... we've tested quite a lot of players, so we know a lot more about them, or I know a lot more about them than I did in the beginning. And I think we've given the same kind of messages through all the camps, so they also know what we expect, and that's always the first thing that we need to do, to be consistent, to build the team. So we've tried to do that.
Have you been keeping an eye on the results from Shamrock Rovers in Europe?
Yeah, impressive, and just respect and compliments to them. They are doing good for Irish football, leading the way. I think as well that others will try to copy and probably envious of what they are doing, both in regards to their success. The season is now a whole year, so probably they go straight from the knockout phase to start in the league, so they don't have any rests, and would be nice for them to qualify straight for the final 16, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if the point tally would be enough to go straight there, so they could maybe take a 2 weeks break during Christmas, because otherwise they don't have a break from the start of the season till the start of the next season. So hopefully it will be enough for them.
And are you keeping an eye on any players around the League of Ireland that you could ever potentially bring in?
Yeah, good players, impressive performances yesterday. Two, three really good performances. I'm not going to count the names, put pressure on the players or me, but it's obviously good when they are playing all season. Easier to pick them if they are playing regularly before the national team comes together. But I'm pretty sure that a lot of teams in Europe are watching them. You know, who are these guys going this far, doing this good in the tournament? So probably there's a lot of scouting on those players at the moment, so hopefully they will get career change from this good success.
Holgrimsson was also asked about his preference for either Denmark or Portugal.
I feel like both these teams play similar kind of football in a sense that ball possession teams, creative players, really good on the ball, both teams. Portugal has better individuals, so technically better individuals in Portugal, but I think Denmark as well has a really good collective team. In Scandinavia, they are the best. They are the best Scandinavian team in regards to technique, etc., pressing. Both good teams, a little bit different, but play similar style of football.
Elsewhere, Northern Ireland are also in a four-team group with the winners of the Germany-Italy Nations League playoff, Slovakia and Luxembourg. In Group C, Scotland will play the losers of that Denmark-Portugal playoff, Greece and Belarus. Wales are in a five-team Group J with Belgium, North Macedonia, Kazakhstan and Liechtenstein. And England are top seeds in Group K, which also contains Serbia, Albania, Latvia and Andorra. Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola insists no discussions have taken place about the January transfer window. The club today announced a Premier League record revenue of £715 million in their last accounts. Guardiola, whose side have lost 7 of their last 10 matches in all competitions, doesn't feel spending is necessarily the answer to their current problems.
What I want is my players back. The players that we have. I would have desperately compete with the squad that I had at the beginning of the season. I said many times, this is the only regret I have. I don't have the players, these players, no new ones. But in a certain moment, the right moment, we will see. But the fact that you have a revenue that I must congratulate to the club and CEO and Khaldun and all the people involved in that, because, of course, the club must be sustainable. That doesn't mean we have big resources, you know, to buy whatever we want, especially today the transfer market, how expensive they are, everything, and when we prove in the last 4 or 5 years that, I'm sorry, we are not the best in that terms.
One of the players you won't have back, although unfortunately, is Rodri. Is that the one position, if the right player becomes available, you might look to enter the market for?
Listen, when I have 3-4 central defenders, I need the central defenders. When I have Kovacic and Gundo, I don't need a replacement in that position. When I don't have wingers for injuries at this season, I need wingers. When Erling is away, I have Oscar Bob and Phil Foden to play there. We have the same goals. This is the problem. If you tell me, no, all these players will be fine in that position, we need that, we go to the transfer market. But I don't know which one, because it depends. You have the 4 central defenders, I don't need central defenders. But we have, you know, the only problem is, you know, Rodri, we knew it from the beginning, but the problem is Rodri, of course. We are playing this season without the best player, the Ballon d'Or, and without the best player in England last season. Phil had played 4 or 5 games, but no more than that in his best. So how not is one team that play with a central defender, with a Ballon d'Or, and the best player in the Premier League during all the season? Of course it's difficult. You know, Chicago Bulls won 6 NBA with Michael Jordan, right? So since then, Michael Jordan retired, how many? So we have the problem that we had. And the moment we come back, we'll be strong again. We will be a good team. At the same time, of course, you have to play that, try to play that the way we played, especially in Turin, or especially in Nottingham Forest, and improve with the players that we have, that still we have a really, really good team. Not the squad, but the 11 in Turin was really, really good to try to win games. But the reality, do you know, was the double holding midfielder the last game against Turin, Juventus at Turin? Jack Grealish was one of them. So, and we play more decent, and Jack play again really good. But with that, we have to move forward. And I said, yes, third time, we have to keep walking. So sooner or later, we're going to get back.
Tottenham boss Ange Postecoglou says he doesn't regret his comments about Timo Werner's performance last night. The German forward was pulled off at half-time of their 1-1 Europa League draw with Rangers at Ibrox for his poor performance. Postecoglou hopes that sends out a message to the rest of his squad.
It wasn't criticism, it was... it was assessment. I mean, if we played poorly, we played poorly. If an individual's kind of hasn't, and like I said with Timo, it wasn't about, you know, whether we played well or not, but, you know, we had a real difficult game last night. I'm asking 18-year-olds to do some massive jobs, and you want senior players, and he's a senior player, he's an international, he's won a Champions League, that, you know, there's a level of application and performance you need to sort of rise to, or, you know, to help the team, and he didn't reach that. I mean, I think me taking him off at half time was a statement enough, but the same way I won't be hide behind team poor performances, the same with no different for players or or anyone else. It wasn't criticism. It was just an assessment of his performance and, you know, on a really challenging night for us, which we knew going into it, it needs to be better.
What way do you think, or what way has he responded to that? Is he the type of character that goes, I'm going to prove...
Look, I've got no time for that sort of stuff anymore. We're in a fight here, you know? Like, collectively, we're in a fight. I'm not going to go around worrying about people's bruised egos. Yeah, this football club, you know, we want to achieve things. We want to be successful. And we're down to the bare bones in players. I'm not going to, you know, if there's somebody in that dressing room who's fit, able to contribute, that feels like he needs something extra in this moment, he's probably not the right type. Like, I need guys who, and we had some last night, who, you know, understand the situation we're in. We've got 15 fit players. In some positions, we've only got 2 players. So I'm not going to go around trying to get extra out of people. If they don't give extra right now, well, it kind of gives me an indication of where they're at.
Does that tie into the, I guess, the wider issue in the past with Spurs about what it needs to kind of get over the line and win a trophy?
I'm sick of that. Yeah. And that's an excuse for me.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, even with sort of Christian Romero's comments, I just think that's an excuse. Like, at the moment, I'm here. I take responsibility. These players, we're here. So if we did think something's, you know, exists, some mythical thing exists in this club that prevents success, we'll change it. Well, what's the point otherwise? Don't come here. So I just don't buy into that. At the moment, like I said, we're in a difficult situation because of kind of where we are squad-wise and team-wise. And, you know, you either embrace this challenge. If you want excuses, there's a million of them. Absolutely. There's a million excuses as to why, you know, we can't be successful. But if that's what your clutch is, particularly in tough moments, then what's the point? Just move on then. Go somewhere else.
Liverpool boss Arne Slot says winger Federico Chiesa is getting closer to full fitness. The summer signing from Juventus has barely featured since moving to Anfield, making just 3 appearances due to injury. Slot admits it's difficult to know when exactly he'll be ready to return.
Yeah, what makes it difficult is that we play so many games. That's what I knew and was just sad to me as well. What he needs is playing time. And the problem is, if you haven't played for 5 or 6 months, it's sometimes difficult for a manager to give him his first minutes because you don't exactly know what you can expect. Yes, I see him on a training ground, but ideally you see him in a friendly during the week, or you see him in an under 21 game or something like this. But that is not the situation we have. We play so many games. So maybe the Southampton game might be a good moment for him to get some playing minutes, and then we know a bit better what we can expect from him. Of course, we see his qualities, we know his qualities, but he needs to get this fitness level. If you only have training sessions, that is not the same as playing time. So you need to have playing time to reach certain fitness levels. And but yeah, that is if you are competing for the league and competing in the Champions League. It's not always easy to find these minutes unless we are sometimes 4 or 5 nil up. But for the whole season, I think it was only once against Bournemouth at home, 3-0 up at halftime. For the rest, it's been a struggle or a fight till the last second of every game.
Finally, it's understood the Friedkin Group have secured Premier League approval to take over at Everton. The American consortium has been in negotiations with current owner Farhad Moshiri since agreeing a deal in September. The process is expected to be finalised in the next week. That's it for today's Football Daily Extra. And don't forget, Football Daily comes to you Monday to Friday, free of charge, courtesy of our own Phil Egan. Look out for that in the OTB football feed. I'm Richie McCormack. I'll talk to you next week. Till then, have a brilliant weekend.